What do you mean you cut it off? Oh, my God. Oh, that is horrible. How can you cut it off?
Oh, my God.
How can you... What? How big is this thing you cut off? God, is this what they teach you in your blank blank meetings? Is this what they teach you to do to cut off your body parts?
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
Wow. Hey there. Hi there. And hello there, ladies. It's me, Wanda Wisdom, and I am your hostess with the mostest on today's funtacular anti-American Muslim abortionist Muslim what did you say, terrorist,
a socialist,
same thing communist, all basically the same thing here today on Eat This Hot Shogram. Welcome, bienvenue. On my left, virtually and otherwise, is, because really, you know, she's to the left of everyone, the fat, bloated, food allergen, delicious Miss Madge Weinstein.
I'm not a food allergen. I'm that which is allergic to food. Isn't an allergen that which I'm allergic to?
Actually, yeah, but, you know, she called you an allergist, which is not correct either.
Oh, did she?
But an allergist is a doctor who...
I actually said allergen, but, you know, hey, I have never been accused of speaking the English language clearly and concisely.
Regardless,
on my
hi.
Right...
Well, I didn't say hi. Hi!
Oh, well, hurry hi. Up and say fucking hi, bitch.
I did. Hi! Hello!
Oh, okay.
Next!
And that's new. And to my right, because I think she's probably to the right of most of us, that fascist pig, West Coast whore and alcoholic, Miss Vera Charles.
I'll drink to that. How are all of you fucking cunts today?
I'm delightfully wretched.
Good. I'm delightfully wretched, too. We can be delightfully wretched together. Wanda, get this fucker rolling. I don't have a lot of time.
I think we're going to have a stellar, award-winning program today on the podcast. So, ladies, let me
my lube.
Ask you this. There is a lot going on in the world. What is the most important thing facing you today?
Me?
Yes, you.
Well, well, I got my Cobra bill, which is how much I have to pay to continue the insurance, which thus far I haven't had to pay for. You know how much this motherfucker is to just have health insurance in this country, where, keep in mind, if I lived in Europe, it would be free. Guess.
A lot.
Just pick a number. Price is Right. Highest.
For a month?
For a month, and let's say, who's the closest without going over, like Price is Right, between you and Vera?
I would say $2,700.
Vera?
I have no fucking idea.
Just guess, please. Please, just beat Wanda.
$800.
You're both lost. It's $500. Well, it sounds cheap now.
Oh, we overbid.
Wow.
So we...
Well, now
okay, 500 isn't, well, I mean, what does that get you, though? What's, do you still have a deductible or something?
Well, it's good coverage. It's Blue Cross of California, so there's only like $10 deductibles for everything. So it is good coverage, but it's like, I don't know if it's worth it, honestly, financially, if it's cheaper, you know, to pay 500 times 12 is what, $6,000 a year? I don't know if I spend that much on healthcare. I kind of doubt it.
Well, you know, you can put up to something like $3,000 in a health savings account.
What does that mean?
I think it's $3,000. I could be completely wrong on that. Health savings accounts are like IRAs, but you can spend the money towards your health care, and it comes out pre-tax.
And how the fuck do you do that when you're unemployed and you can't afford
it? Yeah, I guess that really doesn't work for someone who's not employed, so take that back. But don't they have like a... an Illinois, some sort of like state health care that you could join, a pool.
Oh, no, they don't. That's what would be nice, though. I mean, you're talking about iChip. iChip is available, but you have to be uninsurable to get that.
Yeah, which can be hard. But you should call. Well, see, the problem is, again, you're unemployed. Because I was going to say you should call those Blue Cross people and see, you know, how they're going to help you. Probably not. But
right.
Because they might be able to get you into a plan that's cheaper than $500 a month.
You know what I'll do? I'll bring over a box of chicken. Because the Blue Cross Blue Shield headquarters is right here. I don't know if it's the same. I mean, obviously it's Chicago, but I think it's the national headquarters. I'll bring over a box of chicken. I'll say, you guys help me. We can have this, share this chicken. I brought biscuits too. You think that'll work?
I'm not going to touch that one, but I'm going to ask Vera what she thinks.
Of what, darling?
Box of chicken.
Oh, any port in a storm. You know, whatever floats their boat. I mean, if it has to be a racist stereotype, that's fine. Bring watermelon, too.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that, you know, we're fighting for change in this country.
You know, isn't it so
but
ironic?
Not on our own program.
I was thinking about it yesterday. You know, it's so ironic because I downloaded all these, like, voter fraud videos from about, you know, from the last two elections. Documentaries about voter fraud. And I saw that there's one called Black the Vote, and it's about black people's disenfranchised in the 2000 election in particular, and then Cynthia McKinney trying to fight it and how she got screwed over. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, this is so interesting that the people, you know, that here we had the blacks being that basically the election got screwed because of majorly because of disenfranchisement of blacks and them being purged from the voter rolls in Florida and other states. And then the ultimate irony to have a black president elected in 2008. I think it's just amazing. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the movie Recount?
No, but maybe it's in that batch of things I downloaded. I don't know.
It's really good. Oh, it's really good. I mean, it's, you know, it's obviously going to be, because it's Hollywood, so it's going to be slightly slanted towards our side. But still, the facts that were presented in the film, you can tell when you watch a movie what's biased and what's unbiased. You really can if you have intelligence.
Tell me the name of it again.
It's called Recount, and Recount. It was either an HBO production or a Showtime production. It was one of the two, and it stars Kevin Spacey.
I love Kevin Spacey.
I've heard really good things about it.
Who?
Kevin Spacey is sexy.
No, I've heard good things about Recount.
It's really good. It's really good. It's very riveting and it just, you know, it makes all this stuff makes your skin crawl when you see.
Do they have any straight people playing gay characters?
Oh, we are not going there. You know, I posted on East Radio the Greg Palast, Robert Kennedy Jr. Steal Your Vote Back comic book. They just published this thing that's basically seven steps of how to keep your vote from getting not counted.
I am so surprised at how this whole. Can I just? Do you guys mind if I just say
your
a
show.
Few words? Not really, but
yeah, you don't even have to raise. You don't even have to raise your hand.
I'm going to raise two legs just for you gals. Take one each and see who gets to.
Wow, look at how muscular and in shape they are. You must go to the gym.
I do, with no underpants, and I had to sit down the other day. I'll tell you that story later. Okay,
this is like I feel like we're doing one of those retrospectives when the writers are too lazy to write a new show on sitcoms.
Yeah, like on Golden Girls when they're sitting there in the. And all of a sudden, they're like, remember that one time? Uh-huh. And then
on a very special Malcolm in the Middle.
Jokes that we finally got to die and bring them back to life.
Oh, well, you know nothing about that, clearly.
Never.
So now I fucking lost my train of thought. Where was I?
You were talking about your pussy and breaking it open like
my
a wishbone.
My pussy.
You said, can I say something?
You were I was talking about the voter, the Hack Your Vote guy.
Oh, yes. I cannot believe, I'm so, you know, like CNN is probably the only major news network that I watch on a regular basis. And I don't, you know, take that much stock it's something I just keep on in the background.
Right.
But it really frustrated me. And I guess it shouldn't be a surprise, but it did on some level that they really took this voter registration fraud story, this Acorn crap, mm-hmm. and made hay out of it where there really was none. And it just gets proven time and time again that this is just a right-wing attempt to minimize and disenfranchise voters.
Made hay
about saying that there's all this voter registration fraud. And essentially what they're doing, by the way they characterize this story, is they're making people think, because you hear people say these things, they're making people think that it's voter fraud, first of all, which there's a huge difference between voter registration fraud and voter fraud. And the other thing is that Acorn has to, by law, turn in all of the forms that get filled out. So if somebody signs Mickey Mouse, they're required by law to turn those in. And they identify piles of forms or entries that they believe are suspect, if they can't verify them, for example. So, you know, this whole notion that there are hordes of dark people, you know, nefariously plotting to overthrow
racist
a legitimate election by signing Mickey Mouse on voter registration forms. It just, it really chaps my hide that nobody's calling them.
Well,
on
you
it.
Know, I nobody's calling who the
well the network. I mean,
well, you know, the thing is, well, certainly people in the left media like Democracy Now are, but the thing is, you know, when I read about that story, I try to turn it around and say, well, what if it were, and it is, it's easy to turn around because it is around in a lot of ways, but to turn it around and say, well, what if the Republicans were the ones doing that? And I have to say, you know, it's really hard to ignore. I mean, Acorn admitted to paying people to sign up these fake names. And I understand the argument. I understand that they can't still, that doesn't mean they're going to vote, but it's really, you know, that's giving them pretty strong ammunition. So you have to.
But I don't understand for what, because, I mean, they're saying that there are processes in place to identify voters that are, you know, registrations that are not legitimate. And they actually go to the extent to identify them for the government, do the work for them by saying, we called these people. They don't exist, so we don't think this is a valid registration.
Right, but the fact
I don't know what else
that
they're supposed
system,
to do.
The fact that their system allows that to happen is very wrong. I mean, one of the major arguments before Acorn against all this Republican voter fraud was that there really is very little voter fraud. You know, that guy from New Mexico, the judge who got fired, that's part of that scandal, I forget his name.
Yeah.
And he was fired basically, you know, they tried to get him to prosecute all these cases of voter fraud, and he refused to do it because he said, look, in the so-and-so zillions of years, we've never, we've had maybe two or three, cases of actual voter fraud. And here Acorn is, what they're doing is they're nullifying that argument by saying, okay, look, now you have something to, now you have something to use as ammunition.
Well, again, I just think there's no there. I mean, it sounds
like Gertrude.
It certainly can sound to people who don't want to spend 5 minutes to like understand, the story. Mm-hmm. But that's the same shit that they do with, like, Obama's a socialist, redistribute the wealth, you know,
well, no,
like
I
on
agree.
The surface.
I understand that they're using it inappropriately, but I think we gave them way too much ammunition there. What do you think, Vera?
Oh, you know, fraud is fraud, regardless of from whence it comes. And it's despicable and deplorable. But I think what's being missed also is that these people had quotas. They weren't being paid by the number of registrants that they got, but they were being paid, or they were being judged on how many they got. And if they didn't get enough, they were given the boot. So, you know, you've also got to take into account personal lack of character in this scenario as well. You know, just people that are going to write down names in order to get their quotas met, and at the same time thinking, well, as long as I'm writing down a name, why don't I make them a Democrat? I don't think it's a grand conspiracy, but I think.
Well, I think Obama handled it really well. I mean, he said, "Look, yeah, it's a deplorable act, but you know, it's clean. It's being cleaned up, and here's the deal."
And also, Wanda had a very valid point, which is unusual, and that is
touche.
And that is that you can't walk in with a false when you register to vote, your name and information is registered, and therefore you can only go in and vote one time, and it's with your real name, and you have to prove who you are. And like
not Wanda's, necessarily I don't have to prove who I am here in Chicago.
Yeah, it all depends on where you are. Do like you, some states you have to have ID, some you don't.
I've seen it. But again, like when you're learning something, because I didn't know that. I thought you had to prove who you are.
But all they do is check match the signature to the voter registration where I live in Chicago, and that went to the Supreme Court because Indiana wanted to do that. And see, that's why I think what Acorn did is so potentially damaging, because it ruins the faith that people have in sort of people's not frauding the system.
And I actually agree with that, because one of the because what Republicans have done time and time again in and this interview made me think of this, is where they go in and they say, we're just trying to make sure elections are safe, but what they know,
and the niggers can't vote.
What they know is that
what
old
did you
people,
just say?
We don't want no niggers to vote.
That's what I thought
you know, somebody who's 80 years old is not going to have a driver's license. And if they're poor and, you know, if they don't have access, if they're in a nursing home, for example, and they don't have access to go down to the government center and get all their paperwork filled out and birth certificates drawn from 1912, then you're by doing that, you are what they know is that if they press the issue, that it will distress voter turnout for the people that are likely to vote against their candidates. So it's not that there are some high-minded patriots that want to ensure the safety of elections, because we know, as Madge said, that when we've done research to see if there's ever been measurable voter fraud in this country,
right,
there's just no proof.
Right, but this is like Elliot Spitzer making a law about, you know, don't fuck trannies, and then he fucks a tranny. I know that's not the case. It was something like that. You know, no tranny fucking, and then he fucks a tranny, or some shit. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
To me, it's just a stupid move. I mean, and of course, it's not the Democrats' fault. I mean, they don't have control over Acorn, and it certainly takes away from the focus, you know, whether the media should. I don't have so much of a problem with the media covering the Acorn issue. What I do have an issue with is the fact that they don't cover, like, all these zillions of other scandals that have gone on, you know, on the other side, where all this disenfranchisement of black voters.
What about all the shit that's going on with Palin that nobody's hearing about? You know, nobody's talking about this crap with Palin and her...
Rich.
Well, that she's now that they've come upon the fact that she's used Alaskan government money to fly her family all over the place when it had nothing to do with government business.
Her trashy family? Do they have? I bet they have like pink flamingos in the aisles.
Did you see this story about? Did you hear the story about the hundreds of thousands of dollars that the Republican Party spent on buying her and her family's clothes?
Uh huh. Yeah,
there's
you know,
a picture of her daughter carrying a Louis Vuitton handbag. That'll go over real well with Joe the plumber.
Uh-huh.
Well, she looked good in the debates.
Who's not a plumber and whose first name isn't Joe.
If she spends so much money, why does she always finna wear red? Why has she got to wear red every time?
But, you know, and also, I don't know why she wears red, Madge, and that, it's a very important point. That's why we're going to delve into it.
Maybe she bleeds a lot.
But you know, they,
on the rails.
You know, they've kind of let the Democrats have kind of let the whole Troopergate thing go, and the fact, like, I was watching Bill Maher, and he was saying, why isn't anybody talking about the fact that Miss America First's husband is a secessionist who wants to?
Well, I think truly that, you know, like, in the end, she is just so irrelevant anyway. However, that to me, it just boggles my mind that the media is going to go apeshit like they did over Reverend Wright the first time around. But with this crazy secessionist who believes he, like, the quotes from this man.
He hates America. He doesn't trust the government. I mean, he's really anti everything. And he's married to the woman who's America First. We put America first. Okay.
Well, you know what? They're not going to win. And we just have to make sure of that. That's all.
God, Madge, I have so many.
You know,
fears.
here in Chicago, they where they announced that Obama's going to have a huge victory rally here in Grant Park.
Are you going to go?
Huge, sure.
Hey, will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you?
Of course, I'll do you a favor since I don't know what it is.
Of course, but we're going to do this thing. Phyllis and I are going to sit on our couch and vidcast live on election night. And it would be cool to have you call in.
Okay, and, I'll call in.
And
I'll
give
call
us
in,
some,
sure.
Or, I mean, you probably can't, you wouldn't be able to video live.
I love
you?
The no, fucking way I'm ignored here. In. I just love it.
What?
You want me to call in too?
I would absolutely adore.
What was the issue, Vera?
Nothing.
I missed something. No, you're today's, not included.
Today's one of those bad days for Vera.
Vera, if you, the reason she wants me to call in is because I'm going to be at this fucking victory rally where Obama's going to be.
Uh-huh.
So what, do you feel left out of that? You're welcome to come over.
You know what I would love to actually,
you can
in
sit
terms
on my
of
couch.
In terms of Vera, I would love you to call in after you've voted or while you're voting, because you're not one to vote, as we know.
Right.
So that
well,
would
I'm,
be
and
a
I'll
momentous...
I'll never vote again. You know, I'm doing this. This is a personal favor for Madge. That's it. It has nothing to do with being civically minded whatsoever. I'm doing a personal favor.
You know, there was an interesting guy on Democracy Now! Yesterday, and I meant to tell you to listen to it, but I'm really bad at communication. But the guy was making a very an argument similar to yours. He says, yeah, you should vote. But he says, if you think that voting is all you have to do as a citizen, then you're just basically an idiot.
Yeah.
You know? What it's just this one thing that you have to do. And if that's all you do to make yourself feel better, then you ain't doing much.
Right.
You should listen to it. It's better than that.
From the source.
Yeah, my memory's great.
Quote, you should do it.
No, but listen to the show yesterday, Democracy Now! From, I guess, okay. Tuesday. Tuesday.
Tuesday, Tuesday.
Oh, my cunt stinks.
So.
That was a new one.
Oh.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Alquita.
When's your cruise, Vera?
Oh, God. 36 more days.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Do, 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 do.
God, I have the longest nose hairs today.
Do you ever notice they're connected directly to your brain when you pull them? They're
I
just
wish.
Like, the pain is so intense.
They're my memories. I pull them out. Mm-hmm. They're too painful.
What about Al-Qaeda, for Christ's sake, Wanda? You're fucking the host of the Al-Qaeda. Show, for Christ's sake. Just start
Al-Qaeda.
Talking.
Al-Qaeda.
I know. See, I don't like to, you know, take control. Al-Qaeda.
Right.
Look, who's she? I don't remember her.
I think she lives on your block. Al-Qaeda.
She works at the post office. Uh-huh.
She's the one that was kicking my microwave around going, did you get this off of email? Mm-hmm. I have not let that one go. I need to look at the fifth step.
No, don't let
that anyway, Al-Qaeda says that they would choose McCain. If they were going to vote, they would vote McCain. Which I'm actually surprised at because, you know, I was waiting for them to come out for Obama, you know.
Because he's a terrorist.
Because he's a Muslim, Jew, Arab terrier.
Socialist.
No, but see,
don't
you
forget
realize
socialist.
Al-Qaeda wants...
Got to spread the terror.
Their goal is to destroy America. So you got to think, Al-Qaeda, they're not stupid. So if they're saying, I'm going to vote for McCain, you're not supposed to take them literally. What they mean is...
Vote for Obama.
They want us to vote for Obama. So
yes.
That, no, what they mean is they want us to vote for McCain.
No, see, your own argument gotcha.
How?
So, like, you're saying that basically Al-Qaeda is trying to use reverse psychology on
right,
us.
Right, right.
Exactly. But,
like,
and therefore,
Americans
they would
aren't
get us to
say, huh?
That way, they're trying to get us to vote for Obama by saying that they're going to vote for McCain.
No, 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 but it's not that simple, though. See, that's what they think. See, if it were that simple, you know, they would be not so smart. they're looking at the reverse psychology, and they're saying, okay, so we say we're going to vote for McCain. Then America's going to say, well, they want us to think that they want us to vote for McCain,
oh,
which really means they want
reverse.
Us to vote for Macama. Obama.
Macama? Who the hell? Macama?
You don't need any more
votes. I didn't know Macama was running. Is Macama like a independent?
A communist. They're all commie. No, but so if they, so Americans... And I do mean Americans will say, oh, well, they want us to vote for McCain. So really, that means they want us to vote for Obama. So really, we should vote for McCain.
So it's a reverse of the reverse
of
the reverse.
America. I mean, Look, the bottom
it's
line
triple
is
those
they're not
Al
stupid.
Qaeda,
they know that anybody with half a brain knows that the worst thing for America right now is McCain Palin. So
I think just, you know, like if you just step back for a moment, I think they would prefer the warmonger, don't you think?
I think, honestly, their opinion is becoming as irrelevant as George Bush's. I mean, who cares?
Well, of course, it's more of a discussion point. But I think, like, you know, obviously the people that want to get us caught, because I think their goal is just to sort of drain us, basically to have us do what the fuck we're doing and what we've been doing for the last 8 years, which
right.
is
they want to do what they
bleeding
did
our treasury.
Yeah. They want to do what we did, what they did to Russia or USSR. Mm-hmm. Which so far they're doing pretty good.
I am an American, and you are too.
Isn't that a pickle, American?
American? No, that's the that's a wig for your pubic
hair. Pubic hair. A gherkin is a pickle, but a merkin is a bush. A gherkin is a pickle, and a merkin is a bush.
A sandwich is a man, which is a
is a sandwich.
It's a meal.
That's all right. I didn't get the gig, so it doesn't matter anyway. So Gooch just brought me my tea and a note. Okay. And
what's the note say?
The note, he wanted your lady.
My dearest, preciousest, darlingest, loveliest, love of my life. And then he runs out of room on this post-it note, right?
Basically. So on the other post-it note, he said that he wanted your opinion, both of your ladies' opinion on something. Okay. That in Time magazine, the top 10 world economies were reported in a list of the top 10. Five of them. Mm-hmm. Have socialized medicine. Five of the top 10 economies. Why in the world is socialism so fucking vilified? Or socialized medicine vilified?
Socialism. You know, why is socialism a bad word? And talk about the media. That's another problem that we've had. It's like, why not question what's so bad about socialism instead of this whole point about calling names and McCain calling Obama a socialist?
Right.
Which he's clearly not.
No, he isn't.
Yeah, because Warren Buffett is Karl Marx. George Soros
is
Lenin.
I would much rather have a socialist system, but that's not what Obama represents. Sorry.
Well, yeah, you know, go ahead, Wanda.
What's wrong with socialized medicine? You're asking the wrong person. Nothing. It's the right way to go. It makes perfect sense. What I can't understand for the life of
me. Well, it's the argument I think that he was asking.
Why is it so fucking easy to get through all this AIDS to the bank? And I don't mean HIV, but all this aid to banks and the bank system. Now they're talking about more money, more money, more money, and a stimulus package. What better fucking stimulus package than paying for people's fucking health care? I mean, seriously, you want to stimulate the economy, then take away their fucking health care bills. You know, I am so sick of people being so goddamn dumb that they can't fucking see through this charade. You know, you want to stimulate the economy, then fucking give people a stable foundation, not $600 to buy some fucking iPod or some fucking TV that's going to break and destroy the environment because it's made of mercury. Give me a goddamn motherfucking break. We're not that stupid.
Well, I think you have to first take the rhetoric and the hyperbole and extract it from the reality, because when all you're going to do is say socialism, socialism, you're not talking about. You know, you're just not going to get anywhere on the issue, because people are just going to get caught up arguing back and forth
labels,
over terminology.
Simplistic.
Because, you know, I went through a socialist phase in my youth in college, and I was a member of the ISO, and I read a lot on socialist ideology and stuff. And it's like, you know, people's understanding of what socialism is just fundamentally flawed because of the cultural sort of perceptions we have of Russia and all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
So, you know, and I, like, as I get older, the less I want to talk about the ideology and the more let's just talk about what actually works. Has anybody tried it? Does it work? Are the problems that system, you know, has less detrimental than the one we have now? Like, no, I don't think anybody thinks that there's one solution that is going to completely be without any challenges, because anything human inspired is going to be fraught with problems. But for Christ's sake, there's got to be something better than letting people bankrupt themselves for a country that, you know, calls itself free market and, you know, capitalism and be successful with business, to then just walk away from, you know, one of the biggest problems they're facing just seems absolutely ludicrous.
I I am where Madge is with not, but I mean, I've been here forever with not understanding the absolute blindness of people and that they can't see absolutely clear, cogent, logical points, and they will not see them, and they are blinded by some kind of emotional response to a word or a phrase or a concept, and it's all emotion. Has nothing to do with logic.
It's brought on by programming from, I forget the word, it's brainwashing. And it's all this crap coming through all these media.
Yeah, it's being perpetuated that way. I mean, we just found out that Gooch has to pay thousands of dollars, that he has major dental problems because they really screwed up his braces when he was a little kid. And because of that, he's got damage to his bones and in his mouth. I mean, his teeth are a mess. And it's going
to
cost
everyone in the world that listens to this program to know all that.
Well, it doesn't.
He doesn't care.
What does it hurt? He's got thousands and thousands of dollars that is going to take to take care of his mouth. And how can a country say that your physical health isn't something that should be taken care of? I'm not talking about getting beautiful, those pretty things that make your teeth, veneers, gorgeous crown. I'm talking about physical health of your body.
I need to do an asterisk here because it's important. In many socialized medicine systems, they still don't cover dental, including France. I know this because Max had a lot of dental work and he has to pay for every penny of it.
People's teeth?
And British
They're
people.
They're scary.
I don't know about British people.
I just happened to be chatting with a Brit the other day, and they do get full dental coverage. I said, well, they could do a little more advertising.
Anyway, I just wanted to make that point. Go ahead, Vera.
Well, I was just saying that, you know, I'm personally being affected at this moment by a dental issue, but I've also, you know, I'm very fortunate in that both of my entertainment unions have incredible health insurance. So I'm taken care of almost completely by my unions, and Gooch doesn't have any coverage at all because he's just a
company.
His company does, but it's the dental coverage is nothing. I mean,
but don't you you're married now.
What company is his dental? Do you mind saying?
I don't know, I would say. Okay. I don't know.
Don't you? I mean, now that you're married, can he be on your policy?
I think I wish he was here because he knows better than this. It has to do somehow with the federal government,
the tax. Yeah, he talked about that before.
Yeah. The federal government.
Yeah, you might have to have your benefits taxed, but I don't understand if the company doesn't offer domestic partnership benefits or now that you're married, marriage benefits.
Well, you know what? I can't speak to that, and I'm sorry I can't speak to that.
No, it's okay. I mean,
because my insurance, which is, you know, dwindling, obviously, but it's Blue Cross of California, as I mentioned, but it allows for, but I don't know if that's the company, but they do allow for same-sex partners, even if they're not married. You just sign a affidavit. You might want to check into it, because I thought it was a California law.
I know that Gooch has checked into everything. Okay. He's the most thorough individual that I've ever met, so he has checked into everything that there is.
Well, still, it's beside the point you're trying to make anyway.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that a country would ignore the most vital of their commodities, their population, their people, and put the care of that commodity at the bottom of the list is logically astounding to me. But, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here.
Well, and again, it's like you're going to have people on two sides of an issue who are just going to, if you're going to use ideology and, you know, slogans and phrases to just beat each other upside the head with, I'm like so not really, I don't have the patience for that. It's like, I don't care what you fucking call it. You can call it, you know, the Karl Marx system for free healthcare or the George Bush free market capitalist approach to saving people's, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Clearly what we have is broken, and you can't tell me that the smartest people in this country can't come together to come up with a system that, you know,
they don't want
works for more people.
It isn't that
well,
they
clearly,
can't, it's
I mean,
they
obviously
don't want
they,
to.
Oh, I agree, but I'm saying that for us to think that it's that it is an ideological struggle, it's not. It has far more to do with people not wanting to lose. I mean, the healthcare industry not wanting to lose their profits. It has to do with, you know, politicians not wanting to risk their jobs.
You know, I was listening to another pogrom yesterday, and it was the same one, Democracy Now. It was a good pogrom yesterday. But the guy was so optimistic about the future, and he said, you know, this election is really amazing because and one of the elections they talked about specifically was up by you, the Al Franken versus, you know, Dooney
Norm
Head,
Coleman,
whatever.
Duty
Head. Coleman, yeah. And how, like, these candidates who normally wouldn't even have a chance, who are very far left and really want change, actually have a chance now. So if a lot of these people could get in, plus you get Obama, then you really do have probably the furthest left government we've had in this country in a very long time, you know, that could actually get in some really good legislation to help people. And that actually gave me a little bit of, dare I say, optimism. Did you catch the silent H?
Hoptimism.
Hoptimism.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's give him a chance.
Are you in Franken's district?
No, it's a Senate. So
it's Senate. I thought it was Congress. You know, isn't it so weird? Because when they played his commercials on Democracy Now, it's like, Al Franken will feed the world twice. You know, and it was like, I remember those old films from, remember those late 70s, early 80s films. I forget the name of the filmmaker. Al Franken and the other guy would make these little films and they would satirize things. And it was as if I was watching one of those satires from, you know, the late 70s on Saturday Night Live. It's just so weird, you know, how comedy becomes.
Was it Franken and Davis?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I've heard, too, that a lot of like the Democratic establishment would prefer that he not win.
You know what else I noticed, Vera? And I'm sorry to talk so much, but this is Vera's field. Another reason to listen to this show yesterday. But the voiceovers were fascinating because Al Franken had the typical, yeah, you can do it, Vera, you know, the vote for, you know, Al Franken gave Frankenstein money and it helped build the monster, and Norm Coleman didn't. Mm-hmm. He chose to kill babies, you know. And then the voiceover guy for the other guy, for Coleman, was like a Southerner, like, Norm Coleman wants to help the middle guy. You know what I mean? It was like, it was totally like, who talks that way in Minneapolis? I mean, you tell me, Wanda.
You know, it's the concept of the common man. And unfortunately, what's happened is the common man has been reduced to an illiterate, bumbling fool.
Well, I was going to say, too, that the people that have done the worst class warfare are the Republicans.
Absolutely.
In this election.
My own hoe.
Joe Sixpack, boy.
But
and,
see,
and
I think
I can't
changed.
Remember who made the argument.
Joe
but it,
Sixpack,
it's one
who
the...
makes $250,000 a year. Who's that?
See, I think it's hot because I'm like, oh, Joe Sixpack has, even though I'm a lesbian, wow, he's got hard, rock hard abs. That's
and I don't know. I don't know that if we've talked about this before, but just the fact that when did it happen in this country that we want someone who is as intelligent as we are running the country?
I want, have you been around for the last 8 years?
Yeah.
I don't know how
that happened. Why do these idiots, these Joe Sixpack morons who are sucking down their six packs and picking lint out of their asshole, want someone in the White House running this country who's as stupid as they are?
Well, I would venture to guess these are not critical thinkers. And people in America are not taught critical thought. So they are very susceptible to propaganda, and I think that simply happened through propaganda. When we had, you know, it was a formula from somebody like Karl Rove who said, well, we got to get this dumbass in the, you know, this puppet up there, so we got to sell this common man thing, and people bought it because they're idiots, they can't think critically, we suck on their emotions, and there it is.
Yeah.
Well, and it's kind of like an extension. It's just an extension of our media culture overall, like reality programming. And people, I think people just, you know, they make the leap from American Idol to politics. They see it the same way. It's coming through in the same format.
But don't you think it's kind of turning to change now for the better?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, I guess.
But with Obama's popularity, I really feel like people are starting to say, I mean, what I don't
but
understand
Obama's
is why they believed it in the first place.
Obama's popularity is squeakingly over McCain's, just squeakingly over. McCain and Palin are popular too.
No, well, he's gotten a lot. I thought he's up by 10% or something, isn't he?
I think rather it's more of like, I think Obama has been successful at optimizing, you know, whether good or bad, you know, that sort of populist appeal. So that common man kind of stuff on some level. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, if it's it's what he does with it, you know, it's what people in positions of power do. If they can express, kind of like Bill Clinton, you know, like people felt comfortable around him. They felt like he wasn't some, you know, person who had been born, you know, with a silver spoon in his mouth. Mm-hmm. But then he actually used his brain.
Yeah, he was a Rhodes Scholar, was he not?
Yes.
Yeah.
But see, there's a difference between being born, you know, being somebody who's self-made. And, you know, Bill Clinton's appeal was not as the common man. It was, you know, being somebody you could have a beer with, because Bill Clinton was clearly extremely intelligent. But the appeal
was someone who listened.
The appeal was, though, that he was somebody who made it like the American dream. He was an example of that. Obama is the same way, you know, coming from poverty all the way up to the presidency. Bush is the opposite. He has, you know, he's dumb and came from money. I mean, he's just like Animal House.
But they totally, somehow they got people to totally buy into the notion that he was like, he'd drive around in a pickup truck and shoot things.
Well,
and
what it is
brush.
Is it's the old concept of if you say something enough and loud enough, people will begin to believe it. And
well,
that's,
and we know who started that trend, don't we?
Absolutely.
Cheryl Murkowski.
Oh, Christ. Otherwise, every fucking episode, Madge. Every episode. Can't we get through one without mentioning the dried fig?
Evidently not.
God.
Well, that awkward silence is just ripe with...
You're the hostess.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is my job, isn't it? Okay,
you know, this is
so,
what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
This is, you know, before it was about the culture war, 2000 culture war, 2004 sort of culture war, more propaganda and thievery, but still culture war. 2008 is going to something, I think, less of a culture war and more of a battle of ideologies.
Yeah.
Because here we're really seeing, like, McCain, this anachronism saying, don't divide the wealth. We can't redistribute wealth. And I think... it's everybody with half a brain, which isn't many, because many have less, saying, what? How can you? Are you like on this planet? Do you know what time it is? Do you think you went back in time 20 years? Because if we don't redistribute wealth, then we have massive poverty, death, and this country's fucked.
Well, and don't people, like somebody made the point, that's what government is, you moron, is we pay into the common pool and then we redistribute those resources to pay for things like roads and bridges and, you know, infrastructure, or going into a foreign country and blowing up millions of people. I mean, you know, so.
And it's so amazing that the people that they're selling this idea of, you know, redistribution of wealth being a bad thing is not the people that it actually affects, but it's these idiots who would be most benefited by
it. I know, that is amazing. That is truly an amazing point. The morons that are railing against
this. Hammer and just boink, boink, boink.
They will never, the morons that are buying into this will never, ever make enough money to even.
But they want to.
Oh, my God.
They might win the lottery. That's why they keep scratching them off.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Well, I'm less concerned about that in a way, because in a way, it's kind of that American idea. Like, everybody has this idea that we can be more than what we are. And so, frankly, politicians are just exploiting that, you know. But yeah, there's nothing. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the reality is, if you did a long-term study, most of these people are going to end up not much further
you know,
than
Joe,
where they
Joe's,
started from.
Joe the plumber, who makes, I think it was, was it 75 grand a year? Was that what he made?
And he's not a plumber.
No,
or
he
something.
Makes more than that, because he was at 250,000, wasn't he?
That's the
whole thing.
That's the point.
No,
the
reality,
point that Bill Maher made is the guy makes 75 grand a year. How the hell is he going to buy a business that would be worth 250
and
grand?
And he doesn't have a plumber's license.
And he doesn't have a plumber's license, and his name isn't Joe. But other than that, Joe the plumber.
And it's not a setup.
And the way I was going to say that the way that they have used this, I was listening to McCain this morning, and clearly the guy is a plant.
Yeah.
Like, there is no doubt in my mind.
How fucking stupid can they be to plant that? They plant. They planted someone that was so evident and so clear and so easy to so transparent to find out that he's not what he says he is.
I don't know that it was a plant. I don't know that it was a plant. I just think it's a typical stupid person.
Well, you know, I mean, come on.
How did he know
the
FBI
that fucking plumber.
This thing was gonna all the bullshit he was spewing to Obama was going to be the subject of the next debate, like the entire debate, and that every little podunk researcher from every television station in the country was going to research the hell out of his life and find out if he's lying.
Well, yeah, because the McCain campaign is really good at, you know, thinking things through. That's why we have Sarah Palin.
Sarah.
They really just, I mean, it's just sad. It's absolutely just...
But, you know,
this show today,
if you don't mind me saying, has just turned into sort of a pointless bitch session. I don't see where this conversation is going.
True. Let's change topics. For something entirely different, let's talk about...
Penis Grotal Wraith.
Was that English?
It's just a ridge. No. Oh. Never mind.
Sarah Vowell's new book is out called The Wordy Shipmate. I'm looking forward to reading it. Do you like Sarah Vowell? She's kind of like a David Sedaris, only not as crazy.
I've never read her.
Let's talk about our personal lives. Vera,
okay.
When is the last time you had sex with Gooch? And what position did you do it in?
I was hanging from, was it the bookshelf or the
We
closet?
Know you weren't hanging. They don't
do
have
you honestly
the,
think she's going to answer that question?
You don't have support beams big enough. Come on now. Tell me the truth.
Do you really want to know?
I do, or I wouldn't fucking ask.
All right. Well, I have been in a place of great sorrow, grief, and sadness, and I haven't really. I'm being very serious because you asked a serious question, so I'm giving you a serious answer.
Uh-oh. Okay, let me change my mind.
No, let her answer.
I've been in a place of great sorrow and sadness, and I haven't really had a lot of sex drive at all, so it's been quite a while. Because I've been in a place of just kind of walking through life and functioning.
Fair enough. I know
how that is.
An honest answer, which disappoints me, because that means I will be enticed to answer honestly of the question which is asked of moi.
Yeah. The question, but I'm going to ask you a different question, man.
Okay.
If you could insert... I don't know. I can't think of any clever questions
Do
for
it.
You because you're just the most foulish beast. If you could insert the lips of any animal into your twat, which animal would it be and why?
It would probably be a human being because anything else would be bestiality.
What, are you opposed suddenly to?
I've always been opposed to bestiality.
Mm-hmm.
Google it.
What, you've written an article on bestiality?
No, but you'll find that I've never been in favor of it if you Google it.
Okay.
That was a really good question, though.
Wow, these questions, I'm just...
You really got a lot out of me. So much that I've been trying to hide.
Okay, no, I want to know.
My deep, dark secrets have been revealed. I feel violated, really.
If we were to look in your last pile of duty, what would we find?
Well, you'd find dead red blood cells mostly, and brown shit.
I thought you were gonna say brown sugar.
I mean, to me, it just looks like brown. It's brown. This is a really good question. You would find brown stuff that used to be what I ate that no longer resembles what I ate in any way.
Fair point.
Excellent question. Excellent.
I would say that with another
minutes
or Vera,
so. Wanda doesn't want to ask real probing questions because she doesn't want us to ask her real probing questions.
Oh, that's a clever technique you have
think
there,
so,
man.
Vera?
Turn it around.
I agree. I agree completely. Thanks. Because Wanda is very veiled, is very thickly veiled.
Whatever. I am.
It's the truth.
Do you listen to my fucking program?
Yes.
You have a program?
I tell the truth. Oh, cute.
You tell the truth and you're honest about what you think, but when it comes to getting laid and what you've been taking up your ass.
Okay, nothing has been up my ass. I can verify that.
Well, what
that.
Been, you know, what been wrapped around your business?
Something very nice, and that was a couple of weeks ago now. But you know what I do? It's funny, like when you have, huh?
It was a week and a half ago.
Okay, week and a half ago. How do you know? Were you there?
Because you fucking told us. You said last weekend went to your sober weekend. We talked last week, and you talked about your sober weekend, but you wouldn't say.
You're absolutely right. But no, what I was going to say is that you know how you get that thing where you have a little bit of sex and then you want more?
Uh-huh.
Whereas, like, if you don't have it for a while, you're just like, eh, you know, big whooping deal.
That is an interesting physiological and psychological condition, but I know exactly what you're saying. That's really, it's true. I wonder why that is.
Because I'm basically saying, I've been horny.
All horny up inside and shit.
I want to talk about my unemployment because it's painful.
I want to talk about my cruise because it's the only thing that's giving me any kind of joy is thoughts of my cruise. So we have 10 minutes. Can we get unemployment and the cruise in all at the same time?
10 minutes.
As long as and you need to put your hand up first.
No, I think I'd rather
as long as I can talk
hers.
About the piece of skin that I snipped off my body the other day.
Oh my God.
A skin tag. That's disgusting. All right, that wins. Tell us.
So I had this ingrown hair, and I hope there are no doctors listening because I'm probably going to get emails. But I had this ingrown hair, and it kept getting infected. You know,
where was it?
So that on chest.
Okay.
And kind of like in the middle, like in my where my breastbone is.
Your
and because, you know, a shirt, every day there's a shirt on top. So it kept rubbing it and irritating it. And then I kept picking at it. And it just kept healing and scabbing over and breaking open and healing and scabbing over. And so it kind of formed this, like, scarry, like, mass.
It looks like breast cancer.
No, it was like basically like a zit that just never would go away. Like it was just a red zitty thing.
Did you see the South Park about breast cancer, by the way?
No.
Cartman was making fun of breast cancer. He goes, excuse me, I have to get something else off my chest. Oh, sorry. I guess that's inappropriate. I'd like to talk about breast cancer.
Christina Applegate had a double mastectomy.
I told you wrong. Never mind. Erase it.
So I finally tried to put somebody suggested to me I should put some of that anti whatever cream and a Band-Aid on top of it so that my shirt didn't keep rubbing it.
Is this from shaving?
I thought originally that's what happened is it was shaving, then it got an infection and, you know, whatever. Anyway. So finally, I just had enough. I let it try to heal, and it just wouldn't heal. So I just cut the fucker off and put a Band-Aid on it. And now,
what do you mean
healing.
You cut it off? Oh God, that's disgusting! What do you mean you cut it off? Oh my God! Oh, that is horrible! How can you cut it off? What? How can you cut it off? What do you mean?
I love that I have rendered you speechless.
God.
That speechless, that angry. The humanity. How can you, what? How big is this thing you cut off?
No, it wasn't big at all. I mean, it was just like a little skin tag thing.
Oh, barf.
What
came out?
What did you use to cut it off?
A scissor.
Very sharp kitchen scissor.
Did you at least sterilize the scissor first?
Yes. I
did you saute it?
God, is this what they teach you in your blank meetings?
To cut body parts off?
Cut off your body parts?
This is what happens when you don't have comprehensive national health care.
You cut body parts off.
Do you not have health care insurance?
Self-surgery.
No, I do. I absolutely do.
Why don't you go to the fucking doctor?
I don't know. I mean, I'll, you know, the doctor looked at it last time and he said, just let it heal. And, you know,
and
I let
so
it
And so you
heal.
Cut it off. God damn it. You can't do that.
It was really fun, though. Like, love cutting shit off.
You can't do that. That
Why?
Ain't right. It ain't right.
You've really struck a nerve here with Madge.
No,
Wanda.
I hate that shit.
There is a raw nerve here.
You got that right.
You know, it's really cool because it just bled like crazy.
Did it smell?
No, no, no. It was just a little piece of
skin.
Like the size of, I don't know.
What? So let me tell a brief story, because did it smell made me think of this. My precious husband had two sebaceous cysts on his back.
I love those. Those stink.
Yes.
Love them.
And he went in to get them removed. And love those. He said the doctor cut one of them out, and there's like a sack inside with all this, you know, the pus and the sebum and all this.
Yes.
Well, it burst.
Oh, it stank so bad.
And
didn't it?
He said the room instantly just reeked of this god awful smell. And just as he had burst it, the nurse walked in to the room and went, "Oh my."
It was like in Quincy, right? Remember Quincy at the beginning?
They all they pass out. And they see the nurse walks in and goes, "Oh my," and turns around and walks out.
You know, I told you I had one of those in my belly button on this show, didn't I?
No. Oh my God.
I had one of those in my belly button. And I popped it myself. And it was the most putrid smell I'd ever smelled in my life. It smelled like with the worse than anything I've ever smelled and could ever imagine.
It's death. It smells
just
of
out
death.
Out of this little tiny thing. What is it in there that stinks so bad?
I don't.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Basically, just isn't. Were there was there hair and teeth?
No, there weren't hair and teeth. It was. I think it was probably a yellowish green color. It was just, and it was the tiniest amount. It's like, who knew that something so little could just.
Well,
just
have you ever gotten
stench.
Those? Have you ever gotten those little soft white things out of the back of your throat?
No, I've
Ew.
Never had those.
Okay, we're crossing a line.
And you squish.
See, you've mentioned those before, and I have never had any.
You squish them between your fingers, and it stinks. Oh man, does it stink!
Isn't it amazing? We found my greatest fear. We know how to torture me in Bagram Air Force Base. We know how to torture Wanda. Now, how do we torture Vera?
How do we?
What makes your blood curdle, and what makes you scream?
I don't know.
Have you ever eaten your own scabs?
I used to put them in a bowl and pour milk over them. Yes.
We got to find this out. We got to find out Vera's weakness.
Well, you only
how about
have
like worms. I saw a tapeworm on TV that was 30 feet long.
I was just found a story while we were talking about reptile therapy from the dailymail.co.uk, and they show snakes all over this woman's face, and it's therapy. It helps you relax. Says.
Is it therapy for people watching or for the
no for the people person. Who have the snakes? I'll send you the link here on the Skype.
Ew.
If I can figure out how.
Except it's time now.
Oh, good.
We got a couple minutes.
No, the couple minutes are taken up with the opening intro and the closing.
Oh, pardon me.
Really send me the snakes first. You can look at the snakes when we close.
All right.
Okay. I sent you the snakes.
Okay.
Comments.
Okay, I just got it.
All right. let me wrap it up here as we're
really disgusting.
Waiting for.
You know, I didn't
get nothing yet. Oh wait, here it is.
I did.
It's so weird because they're painting the building right. They're on my level. Like there's painters right in front of my window here on the ninth floor.
Wave to them. Tell them we said hi. Snakes don't bother me, so that picture doesn't do anything.
Me. Okay.
Things like worms and intestinal critters, that kind of stuff. The ones where the worms, they pull them out of your leg. That kind of stuff really gets my goat. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, crazy people all over the world, I want to thank you for listening to another delicious episode and frankly foul episode of Eat This Hot Show. My name is Wanda Wisdom, and I have been your hostess. Next week, one of these ladies will be our humble hostess. On my left, no, this time she'll be underneath me. The bloated, allergic lesbian, Madge Weinstein of YeastRadio.com.
That's correct. Allergic. YeastRadio.com. Please subscribe and then never listen to the show. Just make sure you're subscribed.
And on top of me, I've got a straw in my mouth so I can maintain breathing. Is that? I guess that is stupid.
That makes no sense at all.
Well, I meant, you know, like Vera's laying on top of me. I need a snorkel.
That's hysterical.
Breathe. Okay.
Now that Vera, I understand.
Charles of VeraSpeaks.com.
I've had such
She's already gone. She left.
Such a great time together with all of you. Thank you so much. VeraSpeaks.com.
Can you feel the love? All right, we're going to go put snakes on our face. And thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Shalom, Havarim. And the niggers can't vote. We don't want no niggers to vote.